Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation. Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That. It's a podcast where we take the pastor or the speaker from Sunday and pull them aside and just ask them what they would have dove into a little bit deeper or even taken another route in the sermon if they had the time. So I am sitting here with
Gus Bird.
And I am Tyler. So, Pastor Gus, if you had 10 extra minutes, what would you have touched on?
Well, since we didn't do the last 2 weeks, do I get 20 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, I'll still only use 10.
All right.
So yeah, we didn't do last week because I was out of state, actually. So we thought we were going to kind of combine the two to today into this podcast. So basically, so we're starting a new sermon series called The Redeemed Community, and we're looking through Psalm 107, and two Sundays ago, we went through verses 1 through 3, and this last Sunday, we went through verses 4 through 9, and so if we would have done any more than that 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, I guess.
Yeah, a week ago.
I'm still catching up.
That's all right. So am I. I just got back too.
I would have touched on how we are supposed to proclaim our redeemed nature.
Okay.
And then from this last Sunday, I would have, if I had 10 more minutes, I would have talked about how inclusive his salvation is. So going back to verses 1 through 3, I talked about how the directions, you know, north, south, east, west, how that there's really nothing left out direction wise.
Yeah.
And if you read the rest of the chapter, there's really no circumstance that's not captured. So basically every circumstance, every, no matter where you find yourself, no matter how you find yourself, God is able and does redeem. And so I didn't talk about two Sundays ago how we're supposed to proclaim that. And that word that's in verse 2 of chapter 107 is literally to say or express. So the verse is, let the redeemed of the Lord say or express that he has redeemed them from the power of the foe. So this isn't a private thing, like, hey, I was redeemed, this is cool, and I'm going to keep it to myself and go on with my Christian walk. This is a public proclamation that we are saying and expressing, hey, I've been redeemed, hey, I've been saved, I've been, you know, I was in the farthest reaches of the corner of the earth in this circumstance, and God not only saved me out of that, he redeemed me. So it goes against the thought that is not is fairly common that my faith is private. And I'm not, that's a rabbit trail. I'm not going to get into that, but
you know, we both like those.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, I'll just say there is an aspect of it where it is between you and God, but there you can't read the Bible and not see how there is a community aspect to Christianity.
Yeah.
And to even living in the, I guess you could say the, what's the term, market square, or, you know, how they used to share ideas in the market.
Yeah, I forget what the actual place was called, but
So yeah, there is a publicness, there's a community aspect to where we're supposed to be proclaiming, saying out loud how he has redeemed us from the power of the foe. And so with this last sermon, this last Sunday, in verse 8, it talks about, it says, let them give thanks. Again, this is mm-hmm. an expression, an utterance
mm-hmm.
to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. And what is amazing about this phrase, all humanity, and we often talk about it during Advent, like, you know, he has brought salvation for all people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only place we find it. And this is a good example where what I love about it in Psalm 107 is how over and over it's repeated that it's not, like, there is no exclusion. Like, you could be in the worst possible circumstance, in the worst possible place of the world,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and if you are going to be, to use a narrow-minded phrase, of a certain people, mm-hmm. like, even if you were, even if all those things were true, God is still able to save and mm-hmm. redeem, and so if anybody is hearing the gospel and wondering if this is for me, the answer is wholeheartedly, without a doubt, no questions asked, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's just crazy to think about, and it's awesome to savor that fact that there are no exclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And there literally is every, when we go to heaven, there literally will be every category of people, every mm-hmm. culture, every tongue, every skin color, every everything mm-hmm. represented there. And, you know, we as humans really stink at being successful in that, because we
yes we are
we try, but we have to admit that even we have tendencies to, you know, we have those certain circles that we like to be around, even if you do belong to a diverse home group. You know, even then we tend to, like, wander after church, like, towards that group of people. Like, mm-hmm. hey, how you doing?
Yeah, the familiarity.
Yeah. So it, just to imagine Jesus after a church service, like, there would be no, like, clicks.
Mm-hmm.
He would literally be interacting with every person equally. Mm-hmm. I mean, just imagining trying to do that as a pastor after a sermon, it's like, it's really hard to imagine.
Yeah, because everybody wants to talk to you.
Yeah. But he, knowing that he would do it so well, and mm-hmm. Everybody would walk away satisfied, is just, again, something to savor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think we had any questions from the last two Sundays.
Not that I'm aware of.
So
it's just kind of interesting, though, like, the proclaiming side of what you were talking about from the first sermon
mm-hmm.
Came on the heels of Baptism Sunday. And I didn't make the connection until, like, you were talking. I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool that now we're supposed mm-hmm. to be proclaiming this, and we had a group of people, including some kids, like, actually, like, publicly proclaiming their faith and what Jesus has done in their life through baptism. And and even then, just like how everybody is welcome to that public proclamation, and there's no condition, or that it's unconditional
mm-hmm.
In that no circumstance is going to bar you from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just kind of cool to see how all of that works out. And it's not just an idea that we've come up with. Yeah.
This would be really nice if we had a church like this.
No. Yeah. It's like, it's supposed to have been like this from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything else that you'd like to quick touch on before we end it?
I mean, the only other thing that, I mean, it wouldn't be 10 minutes worth,
mm-hmm.
but I wish I would have spent a little more time on how important it is for us to be heard by each other.
Mm, yeah.
I said basically a one phrase, you know, those, you know, when we are heard by each other, we find relief. But when we are heard by God, we find redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And we misspelled it on Facebook, but, you know, hopefully everybody still got the idea.
Grammar Nazis, man.
We are not herds of people, so well, there is an aspect to that, but yeah. Anyway, that we are a people of God, so we are supposed to reflect God's nature in our lives and in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So just like communion is like an appetizer to what is to come when Jesus returns.
Mm-hmm.
When we are heard by each other, that's like it's just like a small taste of what God is going to do, mm-hmm. and is doing, is going to do in the end times with our blessed hope.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no wonder that when people share their story and are heard and feel understood, how there's like a sigh of relief, or mm-hmm. there's an enjoyment to that community that they hadn't experienced before. Mm-hmm. It's because they're experiencing God in a way that they hadn't before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, going back to the private privateness that people try to cling to with their faith.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't call us to be isolated.
Yeah.
You know, he knows us fully and still embraces us fully. And that's what his church is supposed to emulate as well. So, and that's really what we've been trying to do in Regroup, is help people to be known fully and realize that they're still welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what their circumstances are or what they're coming from, there's a place for them here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rejections out there, or objections. Mm-hmm. What about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying there aren't going to be complicated circumstances that we might have to discuss more about and mm-hmm. facilitate.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a place for them, because there's a place for them at God's table. So,
mm-hmm.
And for just a vague example, if a person is dangerous, okay, so how can we facilitate them being, having them be not, helping other people feel safe with them in that space? Like,
mm-hmm.
we have, you know, could we have an escort with them? Could we minister to them, like have an area? There's mm-hmm. there's always a way. We just have to have the willingness to.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to think outside the box. And
yeah. And the challenge to the community then is to see that, you know, they, by putting themselves in a situation that is very proclaiming their past,
mm-hmm.
They're proclaiming Jesus a lot more in that circumstance than a lot of other people who are coming in on quote unquote normal circumstances,
mm-hmm.
like that. And that's in itself should be humbling, not humiliating, should be humbling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, that person is willing to subject themselves to that, to hear the gospel. How much confidence do they have in Christ, and how desperate are they to hear the word, and how much more is that than we are for, like, oh man, I don't feel like going to church today because I, you know, had a bad dream and I was up half the night with the kids, or the kids had a bad dream. So I don't know. It is humbling to think about what the church is supposed to be and the people that are supposed to be welcome and how often we fall short. And it's even more humbling to realize how they're realizing that there's always a way, but it's usually, you know, it's our hesitancy that keeps them from and how unwelcoming we are that keeps them from coming. And I guess I almost did take up 20 minutes for that, but
which is fine.
Yeah.
We got time.
Yeah, it's this inclusivity, this there's just so much here that that's only 9 verses. So
yeah, it's, I mean, just thinking about that and how much, like, you know, it only takes you a few seconds to read 9 verses, but it took us 20 minutes to just talk about 2 or maybe 3 of those little, like, tidbits within those 9 verses. And it's just crazy, again, to think, like, you know, how much, was it David that wrote this one?
I did not get into the authorship.
Okay.
But
whoever the author was, how much God was able to use them to pack so much into a short amount of space. So it's going to be really cool to see where else this goes.
Yeah.
And just talking about what it looks like to be a redeemed community. So yeah, Gus, thank you. Thank you for leading us through Psalm 107. When I saw this on the docket, I was like, I'm excited. So yeah. Thank you guys. I just want to also remind you that this is not a replacement of the sermon. This is a supplement to it. And we'd love to see you on a Sunday morning. If you're in Williamsport, this is Little League time as well. So if you're, you know, on the lookout for a church this coming Sunday and you're visiting Williamsport for the parade or the World Series, please come stop in. We'd love to meet you and connect with you and just welcome you to our town and to our city. So Gus, thank you again, and we hope you have a blessed week.
God bless.